Maybe it's wimpy and unacceptable in this day of Twitter and Facebook and Instagram where everyone wants to share their every thought with the whole world, but I want to remain anonymous. Yes, I suppose it's because I'm afraid. I'm afraid of bearing my soul to the world and being judged for what I say. I'm afraid that people will figure out who I'm talking about in my posts even though I don't name names. I don't want the people I know to know I think and feel the things I write here. It wouldn't be acceptable to let it all hang out like this. I would be embarrassed. There. I said it. That's the real truth about why I don't want my name on this. There are other, lesser reasons too. I know that if my name is on this blog, I won't be free. I won't be free to write exactly what I want, need, to write. I'll worry too much about making it sound right. I'll worry too much about sentence structure and I'll edit too much to get just the right tone. It's like tearing open my skin and my heart and my soul and my mind and just standing there, naked for all to see. Unashamed, vulnerable, wide open. So why don't I keep a private journal? Good question. I think it's because I crave transparency and honesty and unconditional love. There's something cathartic about emptying myself of all my stuff and thoughts that are swirling in my head, but that catharsis includes having someone else see it. I don't know why keeping it to myself isn't enough. Maybe all the people who study why Twitter is so popular could explain why putting it all out there for all to see is the rage right now. Why is it good for the soul in some way? I just know that keeping it all to myself, even written down, is not much better than letting the thoughts continue to swirl around inside my head. It's terrifying to start a public blog, even if no one in a million years ever sees it. But I'm compelled to make it public. It's an exercise in vulnerability for my heart that must be done. I'm sure no one will ever read this, but I feel better for having written it and for having put it out there. Confessions about me. I was a late bloomer, probably bloomed in college and kept blooming after that. I'm terrible at answering email. I'm also terrible at planning ahead, even past just today. I'm thankful that I'm genetically thin, because if it wasn't for good genes, I'd be really overweight. More to come.